Sentries of Avila will speak of virtues. And she'll speak of three virtues, not many things. Basic three virtues she'll speak of, which in a way cover up all the other virtues. Prayer has to be accompanied by, she says, charity first, second, humility, and third, detachment. Charity, humility, and detachment. And she says, without this, you will never grow even an inch in prayer. How many hours you may have spent in prayer, it will be useless without these three things. Charity, humility, and detachment. It has to sink into your minds. These are the very three virtues, the core of a Christian life, as far as virtues are concerned, if we are called to grow in prayer, and which will build the bridge, sort of, between where we are and where we are called for. It is a bridge between these two. Now, I cannot go into the details of this. I was just sharing. If I only have to speak on detachment, four or five full days will be required just to speak of detachment, of what John of the Cross will speak of. But in a nutshell, I want to bring to your awareness, in a nutshell, I want to put it before you all. First of all, charity. Charity is not so much of an activity. Okay, we are always misled and connect charity mostly with activity. It is good and we are called to do activity. But charity is an inner expansion of the heart. It's basically an attitude and an inner expansion of the heart, where you accept and absorb everyone as he or she is in love. I may be in my family. I may have to struggle with my husband because of all the qualities that he has, good and bad qualities. But I won't gossip. I won't judge him. I won't condemn him. I won't criticize him. I will tell him, but accept him as he or he, she is in love. Okay? So charity is more an inner expansion of the heart rather than an activity. But this inner expansion of the heart will also lead you later on to do some work, active work. So this you have to realize. For us, religious and all, living in communities, many a time we have an attitude of condemning others, speaking about others, gossiping about others, jealousy will come in, so many things will come in. So charity is basically an inner expansion of the heart, as I said, accepting and absorbing the other as he or she is in love. This is the first thing. So you should have this attitude first. So prayer, when I sit down in prayer, you have to ask for God's grace for this inner expansion of the heart, where you're struggling with a particular person, where you cannot bear another person, to give you the grace, asking God to give you the grace to accept and love the person as he or she is. And once you get this grace, it will help you to come closer and closer to this awareness of the presence of God, to this loving awareness of the presence of God. Second thing, coming to humility. Humility is a genuine evaluation and understanding of the self. This is what I am. When somebody comes and condemns you and speaks something against you, yes, what this person has said is right, but not fully right, 80% right. So what you do is, you evaluate yourself interiorly and you accept, yes, this is what I am. You don't retaliate at the person, you don't shout back at the person, you don't give the person back. Humility is a genuine evaluation, understanding of yourself. This is what I am, yes. And in humility, accepting and acknowledging what you are. That's why Teresa of Avila will say, humility is the truth. Truth in the sense that you understand and realize, this is what I am. And after accepting it, you prostrate yourself and fall before the Lord. This is what I am, Lord, help me, I need your grace. This is where I am struggling, this is where I am jealous, this is where I am greedy, this is where the lust of the eye comes, this is where I get angry, I am struggling, this is what I am, dear Jesus, help me. Humility is a genuine evaluation, realization, understanding of the self, and acknowledging oneself and placing yourself before God. Second thing, And the third thing what I am coming to, a very major thing, and which is the core of the Carmelite spirituality, what we call as the detachment. As St. John of the Cross has a very big treatise on what you call as detachment. Now before I speak of this detachment, I have to speak what is attachment. No? So what do you understand by attachment when I say someone is attached? We all use this term very often, no? So what do you mean by attachment? Somebody will say, anyone? Yes? Huh? Holding, no? Possessing, a strong craving or a strong desire, a very strong intense desire to possess something. A very strong craving or a strong desire to possess. To possess what? I will come up to it. Now what happens in the moment I have this very strong intense craving for something, immediately you'll feel you get disturbed. Anxieties will come in. Tensions will come in. Worries will come in. Pain will come in if you don't get this thing. Sometimes it may torment you. So it will trouble you. The peace of yours is shattered. The moment you get up in the morning, you're waiting for it. The whole day you're waiting for it. You follow what I'm saying? Your longing, your heart, everything is there for that object. So you make a choice for the creature rather than for the creator. Your heart is moved from the creator to the creature and you turn your back on God. So attachment is a very strong craving, an intense desire to possess something. Now what happens in this? The moment you want to possess something, you become very localized, very ghettoed, very narrow-minded, very narrow-tracked, very particularized in a way. And if you feel only if you get this thing, you will be happy. If you're not getting this thing, restlessness. So your whole desire, or your whole heart and mind, everything is concentrated only on that thing. And in the process, you miss out on God. And that's why our founder, St. John of the Cross, what he'll say, detachment is very essential if you're journeying towards God. And once you're detached, he says, you will find a joy and a delight in the whole of God's creation. Mark his words. What he says? You will find a joy and a delight in the whole of God's creation, not just anything. You will find a joy and a delight in the whole of God's creation. Because God created the world and he saw it is what? God created the world and he saw it is good. God wants to enjoy. He wants us to enjoy the world. But the problem is there deep within ourselves. The moment I'm attached to something, I cannot enjoy the presence of God's creation. God in God's creation. You follow what I'm saying? So once you're detached, you find a joy and a delight in the whole of God's creation. You become very cosmic. You become very universal. You become very broad-minded. And in every moment of your life, you know, there will be unfolding. Every moment of your life, you will realize that there is a presence of God. Every moment of your life, you will realize that God is revealing himself. Hello? Am I clear? Okay? So once you're detached, you will find a joy and a delight in the whole of God's creation. Now, I spoke of these three virtues very essential for our growth in prayer. A little bit, I say, I won't touch the other areas. I will go a little bit deeper on detachment. Try to hold your bearings, what we call. Are you all with me? Okay, try to listen a little bit deeper. I would have touched charity and humility, I would have touched. But because they are normally spoken of many times, charity, works of charity, humility also spoken. But a little bit, I would like to go further on detachment. Now you may say, this priest is coming and speaking, detachment. Forget him. I will go home and I will do what I want. I can see how detached this fellow is. Hello? Okay? Now, okay. Well, granted. I'm going to give you some of the dangers which will result and you will realize from these dangers. And this danger I bring out from what we call as the ascent of Mount Carmel. Try to concentrate a little bit. Today, our Father Gregory often says, we are living in a world of the festivity of the senses. Yes or no? We are living in a world of the festivity of the senses. And the world will say, give way to your passions. Yes or no? See, for the eyes, if you want to enjoy yourself, 200 channels, you can change the channels. For hearing, never before, so much of things have come. For tasting, for the food, never before in your life, so many dishes must have been invented. For your comfort, for your touch. Yes or no? So we are living in a world of the festivity of the senses. And this man is coming and speaking of what? Detachment. This man is coming and speaking of detachment. Okay. Now we'll see what will happen. The first danger John of the Cross will speak of. He gives six dangers. The first danger, he says, attachments will create in you tremendous anxieties, tensions, worries, torments, and pain. You follow what I'm saying? The first thing what he says? Anxieties, tensions, worries, torments, and pains. The moment you are attached or you are anxious, immediately you have to realize, I'm already attached to something or someone. Hello? Got it? No? No. It is not just anxieties, tensions, and worries. I'll give you a small example. For the sight and all, what are the boys, youth, mostly attached to for seeing? What is the main thing for them for sight, besides the internet and all, what they enjoy, the youth today? Sports, suppose sports you take, what they enjoy? Huh? Matches, cricket matches. And sometimes I observe, youth and priest also. Every ball creates anxiety. Every ball is creating a worry. Every ball is creating a tension. And if the team is lost, torments and pain. There is a certain danger in long duration entertainments. It grips you. Serials. If you all are watching serials, you mark my word, you will never grow in prayer. Impossible. You follow? Long duration entertainment, they grip you. What will happen tomorrow? What will happen tomorrow? What will happen tomorrow? For 2 years, if it is continuing, you will never grow. Hello? Am I clear? Serials, anxieties, tensions, worries, torments, pain. Second thing he says, it wears you out, it drains you. You are listening to me. Right now, behind the back of your mind, it is there. Though you are listening to me, you are waiting when the mass will be over, you will go home and you will indulge in your attachment. Hello? Am I clear? Though you are listening to me, it's there behind the back of your mind. You are waiting. When this mass will be over, you will go home and indulge in your attachment. It is easier to cast out a demon, but difficult to cast out what is there behind the back of your mind. Okay? Yes. It wears you out. It drains you, he says. He gives example of Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13. I can't go into the details. First, six things he gives, but just 2-3 points I'll go through so that you may understand why detachment is so important as a virtue to grow in prayer life. The second thing what he says is, it drains you. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13. You become like a leaking cistern, a cracked cistern. Cistern is a tank. You know, we had a well outside, in my house, a tank outside, a water tank which was built. I used to get water in the night. Morning water is over from the tank. Tank was full. What had happened? There was a hairline crack in the tank. What John of the Cross says, one attachment is enough to create a crack in your soul. Morning I go for mass. Morning I spend 1 hour in prayer. Evening I spend 1 hour in prayer. Not growing. Father is saying, awareness of the presence of God. Nothing is happening. 25 years passed. 30 years passed. I'm in the charismatic. Nothing is happening. No growth. Hello? Okay? Now the third danger, I'm just putting it in a nutshell for you. Okay? Nothing will happen. If you're not detached, nothing will happen in your life. You can enjoy yourself, your slavery for the rest of your life with creatures. Enjoy your slavery. There are two, you cannot have two things. The third thing, you become very lukewarm in prayer. Okay, you become lukewarm in prayer. The fourth thing he says, it defiles you. Before that he says something else. And the final thing he says, the presence of the Holy Spirit leaves you. And once God's Holy Spirit leaves you, you know, we call by grace, there's no growth taking place in your prayer life. Okay? So I spoke of to you all three things, the essence of three virtues, basically what trees of Avila will speak of. Prayer, if I want to grow in prayer, from what I am to what prayer is, experience of the loving presence of God, then charity, humility, detachment, three very important things. Okay? I can speak a lot, but let it be. These three things, charity, humility, detachment. Charity, an inner expansion of the heart. Humility, a genuine understanding, an acceptance of oneself. You know, this is what I am. I submit myself to the Lord. And detachment, if I want to really experience the joy and the delight in the whole of God's creation, because God created the world and He saw it is good, I have to detach myself. Without this three things, nothing will happen to our life in our lives. So detachment at various levels. I just gave a long duration entertainments. You know, my internet is there sometimes. We are hooked onto internet. Even short duration entertainment like football or hockey and all. If you are attached to them, it can be a danger. Attachment means what you will do. Every day you will see in the paper who you will start following the game. And then you will be attached to a particular person there. In between the lines you will start reading about that particular character. A sign of attachment, no growth will take place. Your heart will beat for that person. So our hearts are called to beat finally for God alone. Our hearts are called to beat for God alone. Nothing of God's creation, no person, no thing, nothing else, for God alone. And in the measure your heart is beating for God alone, in the same measure you will experience the loving presence, the awareness of the presence of God. Amen.